This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon citizens to ring in the festive season by buying Swadeshi products and celebrate the hard work of 140 crore Indians. Mr. Modi also urged citizens to share on social media what they have bought during the festive season. The Prime Minister said this will inspire others to also do the same. In a reply to a post by MyGov India, Mr. Modi emphasized the need to buy products made in India and proclaimed, "Garv se kaho, ye Swadeshi hai." Festival of Lights Diwali is being celebrated across the country today with traditional fervor and gaiety. The festival, which marks the victory of good over evil, is celebrated by lighting up houses, temples and other public spaces. People also worship the goddess of wealth, Lakshmi, on the occasion. Our correspondent takes a look at Diwali celebrations in the national capital, Delhi.
Markets and streets in Delhi are decked out with vibrant flowers and light. People have been decorating the entrance of their homes with colorful diyas and rangolis to welcome Ma Lakshmi. To ensure a safe and secure festival for everyone, organizations including the police, fire department and hospitals have put in place extensive security measures throughout the city. Security precautions have also been implemented at important places. Festive spirits are illuminating major markets including Lajpat Nagar, Karol Bag, Cannot Place, Chani Chowk, INA and Sarojini Nagar. Priya Mondal, Akashwani News, Delhi.
President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended their greetings to the nation on the occasion of Diwali. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav along with railway officers visited Anand Vihar Railway Station late last night to take stock of arrangements made for passengers in view of Diwali and Chhath festivals. During the visit, he also interacted with passengers and asked for their feedback about the arrangement. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnav said that Delhi stations receive a large number of passengers on Diwali and Chhath and railways have made extensive arrangements for their comfort. He added that the holding area and large number of ticket counters have made their travel easier. Chief of the Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi has reaffirmed the Indian Army's full preparedness to counter evolving security challenges and invoking the core ethos of service before self. General Dwivedi visited forward posts in the central sector to assess operational posture, motivate troops and strengthen civil-military linkages in strategically vital terrain. The chief also interacted with veterans and local communities, acknowledging their sacrifices and extending warm Diwali greetings to all ranks and their families. During the visit, the chief of the army staff reviewed formations deployed in high-altitude areas of Pithoragarh and adjacent forward posts. The filing of nominations for second phase of assembly elections in Bihar will end today. Out of a total 243 seats, 122 constituencies spread over 20 districts will go to polls in this phase on 11th of November. Today is also last date for withdrawal of candidature for the first phase of assembly elections. 121 constituencies spread over 18 districts will go to polls in the first phase on 6th of November. The India Meteorological Department or IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall in parts of Kerala and Mahi today. Places over Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Andhra Pradesh, coastal and south interior Karnataka, Lakshadweep, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal are also expected to receive moderate to heavy rainfall during the next 2 to 3 days. Rodrigo Paz, a centrist senator, has won Bolivia's presidential election. Rodrigo Paz defeated conservative rival George Duda Quiroga as the country's worst economic crisis helped propel the end of nearly 2 decades of leftist rule. Paz won 54.5% of the vote, beating Quiroga's 45.5%, according to early results from Bolivia's electoral tribunal. Paz's party does not hold a majority in the country's legislature, which will force him to forge alliances to govern effectively. At the 2025 Asian Youth Games, India's 15-year-old Kushi opened the medal tally for the country in Bahrain, winning a bronze medal in Courage yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.